Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom.
Daddy's back.
Yes.
Yeah, hello.
And me, Craig. Daddy's back. We're all back together.
We're all back together.
Why didn't you say it in a slightly less erotic way?
Well, I was referring to myself as Daddy. But yeah, we're all back together. But yeah, I mean, Daddy's back in the house.
In what has probably been one of the most exciting FPL game weeks since we've done the pod.
Definitely.
It's the highest scoring.
How good was it?
Game week 8 was mental. I was at a christening this weekend and everyone just discussed FPL. People barely noticed the baby was there.
No one cared about the kid.
It was just, oh wait, the dad listens and I'm the godfather. Everyone cared.
You're the godfather, are you?
I'm the godfather, yeah.
The godfather and the daddy. We just need to give Ash a nickname and then we're...
a paternal nickname.
Yeah.
Leave me out of this, guys.
No? Okay, fair enough.
You can be Papa Ash, I don't know.
Yeah, this is why I wanted to be left out.
Papa Ash.
It just would lead to some terrible content. But no, but Alan and Charlotte, obviously the christening was lovely, but it was a great FPL. It was a great FPL weekend and everyone was talking about it constantly. There was a lot of phone checking going on around the snacks table at that christening. But Sergio Aguero, let's start. We normally go through the results, but we might as well just talk about it because is it fair to say, Ash, that game week 8 was just a case of two piles, if you've got Aguero and if you haven't got Aguero?
I think it was more, to be fair, whether you've got Man City players, because I think you could rack in a fair shit ton of points if you had De Bruyne or Silva as well. Some people are overlooking. I think if you've got De Bruyne captain, that's going to be good as well. But I mean, if you had, say, three Man City defenders and nothing else, then you're really going to be sick.
Mm. Yeah.
Like if you had Hart, a lot of people probably had Hart and Sagna and then didn't have anybody else.
Well, and Sagna didn't even play. And we've said the last couple of weeks, we actually said last week, you and I, Ash, that ship sailed. It was a great transfer, but Zabaleta will probably get the nod. And he did.
Yeah.
What I will say is I don't agree that, I mean, if you had to have had him to have had a good week, and if you did have him, then you had a fantastic week, because I not only had Aguero, and I know we're going to be talking about points, etc., but I didn't just have him, I captained him.
Yeah.
Which sounds, you know, fantastic, Tom, you would have had a great week. Well, that's not the case, because I may have captained him, but the rest of my team did so shit... So unbelievably shit. That after all of that, even though you, Craig, didn't have Aguero, did you?
I didn't have him, no.
So Craig didn't have Aguero. I did have Aguero and captained him, and I only got one more point than Craig.
Yeah, but Craig had. Did you have De Bruyne?
I had De Bruyne as captain.
Oh, see, there you go. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I only felt 20 points. That's a 20-point differential, because obviously Aguero finished on 50.
50 points.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. And my team as a whole got 76.
Right.
But I don't know how, though, because Tom, once again, has got a mega strong bench. So Yaya Toure, who was out injured.
Yeah.
Target, who doesn't play. And Stephen Taylor, who's on red.
Yeah. But that's the thing. My bench, that's not really my bench because my benched players were out. Do you know what I mean? They were out there. I had Westwood at Villa.
This is even worse.
So I pulled in Cresswell, this week because I thought West Ham will do the business because you had Sunderland, didn't you? Well, Cresswell got 0 points. Mahrez finally jumped on that bandwagon. He didn't get a single point.
Didn't play.
Pedro had one point.
That's inexplicable.
Westwood, whoever the fuck he is, he got 1 point. Furious. And then the rest of the players got like 2 points. I had Vardy and checking goals. Got some decent points, but that's it.
In fact, Tom's bench was so bad that Mahrez, who didn't play, got fielded. They couldn't swap him in for
something. Yeah, they couldn't because I literally had no one. Target didn't play. Yaya Toure died. And Stephen Taylor, he's been dead for about 3 weeks, I think. So
3 years?
3 years?
He's been dead for about 3 years.
Yeah. He started playing at the start. But yeah, so that's... I mean, I didn't move a lot, even though I did have Aguero as captain.
That is disappointing. If you captained Aguero and you only jump up the league sort of 20-odd places...
It was 22 places, I think, I went up the league.
22 places is still a lot.
Well, yeah, but it's all right, but it should have been a lot more. Do you know what I mean? If I had a couple of extra... And I had to take a 4-point hit on that as well.
Yeah.
Because I fucking just chose to get Cresswell in. Sorry, I've sworn about 3 times so far. But a lot of pent-up aggression.
You never learn. Your bench, again, has got 3 players who didn't play on it.
No, I know, but... Yeah, because I had to... Target was playing earlier in the season. That was a good shout. Everyone's got Target. Yo-Yo Torre's on the bench. I had to pull him off. But do you know what I mean? I had to pull him off. And because he was injured.
Can you imagine if the awards judges listened to this one?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, imagine that.
Fucking hell. But, Ash, did you have Aguero? That's the other question, I guess. Then ask you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. Big time. In fact, I'd taken a points deduction like 2 weeks ago to get Aguero, and then another points deduction last week to get De Bruyne in. So yeah. I was pretty happy about that, obviously.
But De Bruyne's on 4-4 in the league, I think, assists, goals. Yeah. I put him in the first week because I just felt like I wanted to take a risk that other people might not have.
Yeah.
But did you captain Aguero as well then?
Yeah.
Ash got some mega.
We're going to come up the league soon. And obviously, Ash is really starting to show that class is permanent, sadly, isn't he? Which we will talk about in a sec. But yeah, Aguero, I agree with you, Tom. I don't think if you didn't have Aguero, it was necessarily a disaster. No, I had a pretty solid, moved up some places. I kind of got a hunch that Southampton might perform against Chelsea and flooded in three Saints players.
Yeah.
Mane, Pella, and Van Dijk. So they got quite a few points between them. But Pella, for instance, he's about 5 million cheaper, 4 million cheaper, sorry, than Aguero, isn't he?
Yeah. He must be about 5 mil cheaper. He's only about 8 something.
Yeah, he's
8. 8,
sure.
9, is he 8?
Yeah.
So I had a look up, because a lot of people who had Aguero, you know, Twitter, we got hundreds and hundreds of tweets about people going crazy that they'd captained Aguero and that, you know, that they were nailing this and FPL, blah, blah, blah. But there was a lot of dick swinging, Tom. Yeah. There was a lot of dick swinging is what there was. Worked it out over the last 6 weeks, even though he scored 5 goals and got 50 points as captain, 25 points, he still underscored, Pella's still scored more in the last 6 weeks. So actually, if you've stuck by Aguero for the last 5 weeks, he still hasn't paid you back.
Which is what I did, yeah, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, when I tweeted my team and I said about having Aguero as captain, a lot of people just laughed at me.
They did.
You know, and they said, oh, yeah, oh, what's he thinking? Yeah, good luck. All right, mate. Yeah, he's going to start scoring, is he?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would have dropped him though because he hadn't scored in a while. I think the only reason that would have stopped it is because they were playing Sunderland. So I guess if they were playing anybody else, a lot of people would have dropped him, but people just held on just for that.
Newcastle.
Newcastle, sorry.
Same thing. They're both shit in the North East.
Yeah, both shit and both from the same sort of area. No,
don't get me wrong. If you had Aguero for the past 5 weeks and then you dropped him for the Newcastle game, first, that's a crazy week to drop him. You'd wait.
Yeah.
And yeah, secondly, then yeah, of course that's bad and you've done badly there. But if you stuck by him all these times and he scored 5 goals, you shouldn't be too smug because he still hasn't done as well as the likes of Pella over the last 6 weeks.
No, that's true. That is true.
Whereas us lot who didn't have him, I've had Pella for the last 6 weeks. I could theoretically bring in Aguero hits form and I'll, you know, stay ahead of those people. Yeah. So just one game doth not make an FPL man.
No, to be fair, I'm already looking at maybe even taking him out again.
Well, that's mental. Don't do that.
Because people thought I was mental for, you know, putting the bloody armband on him, Craig. but I'm looking at the rest of my team and I'm thinking, no fuckers playing now. I've run out of money. I usually have a nice little buffer. Oh, I haven't got that now. So, I'm starting to think maybe I might have to get rid of him just to free up a bit of money to spend on my midfield because people like Pedro, etc., just aren't playing. Sanchez seems to be the man to get in.
You got to have your buffer.
Yeah, you got to have your buffer, babe.
And I had a nice little buffet at the christening I was at this weekend, which was great. And no one was checking the FPL, just so you know, Alan and Charlotte, thanks very much. other football talking points to make it such a big week is the managerial casualties.
Ooh.
And obviously they're not directly FPL related, but they kind of are really. And we actually got tweeted a question. We'll ask it who it was from later, but we'll actually go through it now. Obviously Dick Advocaat went first.
Yeah.
I can only presume that maybe the Liverpool owners had a bet in the sack race and just waited till he went. And then obviously Brendan Rodgers went.
That was a matter of, was it a day or?
Yeah, I think so, wasn't it? It was less than 48 hours. And someone asked the question, Ash, if Klopp, which it looks like he is, he's like 14-1 on or something to get the job.
Yeah.
If Klopp gets the job, does that tempt you into getting Liverpool players thinking they might get a new manager brings a lift anyway, let alone one that good?
Oh, fucking hell yeah, if they get Klopp. In fact, I was saying last week, get Sterling in. Sturridge in. Right? Yeah. This is the typical thing, especially with Benteke out. A team that's going to create a lot of chances. I think I saw a stat today that they were a team. Oh, no, it was Arsenal, which was creating the most chances but scoring the least amount of goals.
That sounds like it.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if Sturridge plays, he's going to score goals. I've got no doubt about it. And I think even if they've got the right system, when Benteke comes in, they're going to both score goals together. I'd definitely get him in.
they're not the kind of club that can have the luxury of like, oh, rest him here, rest him there. If Sturridge and Benteke are ever fit at the same time, yeah, they're both going to play.
Yeah. It depends what form. I guess it depends what system they play.
I never really thought about them two playing together because obviously Sturridge being out for so long and now coming back, the fact that Benteke's out, I never really pictured that, the potential of it being to be an unbelievable partnership.
Oh well, and there's also the prospect that if Klopp gets the job, which it looks like he will, he is obviously so well respected. He could bring over some pretty exciting players from Germany from his little black book who will want to play for him.
Yeah.
So it could be interesting come January, but I mean, you know more about European football than us, Ash. Like, what's Klopp kind of renowned for?
You know a lot about European football, Tom. What are your thoughts on the Bundesliga? Great name, that's what I'd say. Bundesliga. Lovely. Lovely. Sounds like a potion or something, doesn't it? No, but I'll ask you the same question, Ash. Go on.
So what is Klopp renowned for? Is it going to be goals? Are Liverpool going to shore up at the back? Like what kind of, where will they strengthen or where will they get better instantly under Klopp?
I think both. I think he's going to play more sort of direct counter-attack, like the rest of the Premiership does now, to be honest. I think I wouldn't be surprised if they started playing like 2-3-1 and going for it a bit. I think they'll be counter-attacking, but they'll actually play
2-3-1, that isn't enough players. He'll have to field 11, otherwise they will be at a massive disadvantage. They'll be in trouble.
What the fuck would you know about having the right amount of players that play?
Correct, that's true, that's true.
Yeah, I was talking about in midfield.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's so annoying listening to Liverpool fans complain. It's doing my head in. They complained when they got Brendan Rodgers, who's like the best British manager certainly available at the time. Oh, let's complain about him because we're not getting fucking Kenny Dalglish or whatever. And then they complain about getting Klopp. Like, it's mental, isn't it?
Who's complaining about Klopp?
Oh, I've heard people complain. I just can't believe it. Like, and
it's such a great excuse to call it the Klopp end when he does work.
There's so many good Klopp puns.
Exactly. There's too many good puns for it.
Yeah. I really think he's going to be really good.
Mm.
And then Brendan Rodgers can start getting his cliches ready for St James's Park when he inevitably takes over there.
Oh, God.
Once McLaren goes. We'll talk about the new sack race odds in that later on, actually, yeah.
But just mentioning St James's Park and Newcastle, I don't know if this would be the correct time to mention.
Anytime, Thomas.
Anytime
you've got football insight, we want to hear it.
It's massive insight. It's huge. It's breaking news. Yeah, last week or the week before on the podcast, you said, I think you guys were bashing Newcastle a little bit, and you said it would be quite interesting to actually hear from a Newcastle fan.
Oh, yeah.
So what
You're
I did.
You're going to do an accent, are you?
Huh? No, I'm not.
Yeah,
no,
come
I'm
on.
Not. Because the guy who... So basically what I did was, I know a Newcastle fan. It's my sister's other half, called Chris Newman. He's actually in our league. He's the manager of Cliff Richard's Rovers. and they were actually top 50 up until like a couple of weeks ago. Now he's fallen drastically somewhere near where I am. So I texted him earlier and I said, you know, we mentioned it on the pod. You know, what's it like being a Newcastle fan this season? Because obviously you're so shit.
Yeah.
Not in as many words. He sent me a text. He said, "Hey, mate, hope you enjoyed your holiday in Spain." Smiley face. So
classic.
Yeah, absolutely. He said, "It really upset me that Craig said he wants Newcastle to get relegated this season. Although I appreciate that it's funny when teams with big stadiums get relegated. Newcastle fans don't think we're a bigger club than we actually are. And we all know. Sorry, it's just words, isn't it? Just can't. I saw one word before the other. And we all know we deserved to get relegated last season and so far this season too. We have been so bad for so many seasons now that no one is ever bothered about results anymore. They just want effort and commitment from the team. That said, we actually bought some good players in the summer, but McLaren was a horrific appointment. And to be honest, we have Sunderland coming up and I actually hope that we lose so we get sacked and we try and get Brendan Rodgers. When/if we start getting better results, my FPL tip would be Jan Matt, our right back, as he is our best attacking player by a mile. Loving the podcast, mate, ... Always listen. From Chris, or Crisps, as he's called himself, because that's what I call him, because I'm absolutely hilarious. So, yeah. so that's a little bit of insight from a Newcastle fan.
It's always listen. Was that him saying he always listens to the pod, or is that like his motto that he signs off texts with, like Jerry Springer?
Always listen. No, he does. He does always listen to the pod, yeah. He's a good lad. He'll be listening to this in his Newcastle shirt.
He'll be bloody furious.
Yeah.
I would like. I like the idea of him putting on a shirt to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
What are you doing, love? Just the podcast, just sticking on your football colours.
Take it seriously.
Yeah.
Just someone sat in their living room, their full kit, listening to the podcast. I quite enjoy that.
Sat in his bath, in his Tottenham shirt.
Yeah. You're either in the bath or in a football kit. It's the only way to listen. It does humanise Newcastle slightly, hearing someone.
Yeah, and he's,
I feel sad for them now.
And he's a massive, massive football fan, and you know, and he's very much, you know, when they lose, he's absolutely crushed, you know. So yeah, okay, I mean, you know,
keep an eye on him.
Huh?
I'd keep an eye on him right now, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. That's why I texted him, partly to sort of get his insight, yeah. Partly just to check that he was still alive.
The thing with that text was, firstly, it says a lot. One, he says their best attacking player is a right back, and I think that says quite a lot. And two, it read very much like a eulogy through parts of it. Mm. And I don't know. I still like them to go down. I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Crisps.
I think we
sorry, Crisps.
I think we really should have heard it in a Newcastle accent. I think we lost.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have a Newcastle accent. He's from Norwich, but
It's the Southern Matthew, or whatever they call it.
Dennis Wise and Joe Kinnear and that lot.
Yeah, we've we've put a hex on him now.
Well, he wants them to lose to Sunderland. That says a lot. So
he wants a new manager. He knows how shit McLaren is, and it's one of them, you know, that players wanting their manager out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now Rodgers is gone, I bet every Newcastle fan's looking at that, thinking, "Oh, I'd love that."
Yeah,
definitely. But, and we asked, and he delivered as a Newcastle fan, so it is good to hear. Actually, they are very self aware, and maybe we'll give them an easy time and just concentrate on Spurs from now on.
Spurs and Liverpool.
With our hatred. A couple of other quick bits before we run through the league. Man United obviously got a doing from Arsenal.
Yeah, amazing. Absolutely amazing that was.
And that, I mean, not Arsenal fans, if they're honest, you can't have been expecting that, can you?
I would have taken a draw. I would have been happy with a draw, not just taking it. I genuinely would have been happy with a draw. I thought our poor form was going to continue. We were shit in the Champions League. And somehow it happened. And I thought even Arsenal can't dick this up when we were 3-0 up. I thought, wow, we've done it. Yeah, amazing. I mean, Sanchez was great. We just ran rings around him. It was like watching Arsenal of many years ago, the way we were passing the ball and United literally couldn't touch it. Yeah, it was lovely.
Who did they play? Who did they play up front? Walcott. And then swapped him.
They had Walcott, yeah, and then Giroud came on, didn't he? But yeah, it was Walcott. Of
course, making that place his own, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's actually having quite a good season.
Mm.
And I wonder, actually, will people, bearing in mind he's listed as a midfielder, isn't he?
He is still, yeah. But he's quite expensive, though, still.
But, yeah, exactly. That's it. He is expensive.
That's the only problem. And he's so hit and miss. We've said it before about Walcott. He's really hit and miss. You have him for the right time for a string of five games or so, and he'll bang in six goals. And then you have him again, and he won't do anything for just as long a period of time. But he's costing you 9.4 or whatever he is. So
yeah. Mm. Well, it's. We'll see if he comes. We'll check his percentage. Actually, we'll have a look at that for next week, or when we do come back and see if it jumps up. We'll have a quick look at the league, the top 10. This will be interesting. Am I right?
In first place,
we have got. Wait for this. Lady Norwich, ran by John Mjelder, the Mjeldi.
Unbelievable.
In at first, our Seattle superstar, John Mjelder. In second place is Challenge Everything, Mitchell Barthurst. Third place is Head Over Heart, Deeves R. Alex Robertson in fourth. Gare Mjelder, the other elder. Got 89 points this week. He drops down to fifth. Justin Bannon, JRB defending in sixth. The Axe Murderers, Sat Gainder. He's new. I don't know him.
No. Very aggressive name.
Jack Murderers is a strange thing to say, isn't it? Mm. Maybe he's a fan of the hit film So I Married an Axe Murderer of Mike Myers.
Or a fan of MMA fighter Wanderlei Silva, yeah? Whose nickname is the Axe Murderer.
Or he's just a bloody Axe Murderer.
Yeah.
Then in eighth place is the no-hit wonders, Dimitri Van Den Reek. He's from last season. He listened last season.
Yeah, he tweets us.
I quite like that his initials spell out DVDR, which is quite a nice little early 2000s piracy gag.
That's
if you want that.
Yeah,
We'll skip from 8th to 10th, and I'll tell you for why. In 10th place, it's James Wasmuth. Great name. Wazza is with Rips Your Knickers, sexually Wazzle. Aggressive.
Rips Your Knickers? That. Saucy.
Yeah. And I think he's more than saucy.
Yeah.
In ninth place is bloody Gaffer Tapes Ash.
Wow, there you go. Standard, though, isn't it? Standard.
Were you not after Saturday? I think Ash was second.
weren't you? Over Saturday night, yeah.
Saturday night was second. Mental.
But my
was a bit... played.
Yeah.
So our resident FPL expert is sort of living up to his name and being an actual bloody expert.
Yeah, well, I mean...
You good know, lad.
At least temporarily.
Yeah, no, that's good.
The fact that mate.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are probably really close, though, aren't you? I definitely wouldn't gloat about it. You guys are, like, nipping at my heels, aren't you?
Yeah. It's not as much as you'd think. You being ninth and me being 323rd is actually... Oh, no, tell a lie. Sorry, I'm not. No, I'm 301 now.
Seriously?
No, I was 323rd, but after my fantastic week, 301, which is still six clicks.
Last season, you would have been relegated. You'd have been off, out of the league.
Last season, I finished 52nd or something.
Yeah.
That's fine. It doesn't matter. It's early days, isn't it? Yeah. Eight out of 38 games played. Many, many points to pick
and
up.
And we know where Ash is in the league. We know where Tom is in the league. So we'll move on to who got the best score of the week.
McKee, where are you? You're about 200. What are you? 200?
I believe I'm 212th. Is where I am.
What does that it make you a five-click wanker?
I think it's four. If I'm four six, minutes. He's four, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a six-click wanker. I'm one point off being a five-click wanker.
But I feel like I'm in my ascendancy.
I think you're going up.
Yeah, I am. I feel like I'm on
ascendance, isn't it? Yeah, decent.
I'm on the uppity-up. I am on the uppity-up. The top score of the week in our league was 138 points, obviously with the captain Aguero.
Was that triple was, captain?
No, just double captain. Was Mark Bolton.
MB.
Related to Michael Bolton, I don't know.
Potentially.
And with moves like Agger. Which is quite a good
name.
Nice. Must have been quite angry when he left the Premier League, but thought, I'm going to stick with the name.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm going to stick with the name. But no, fair play, that's good. And if you could think of any other footballers that rhyme with Agger, then you'd really help Mark out.
I had a little look at some people that didn't do quite so well.
Yeah, go for it.
Right. First of all, Shabs.
Oh, yeah, Shabsy.
Yes. Pretty much co-star of the show.
Gabriella Sabzatini, yeah.
Is about a millionth. I haven't got his place here, but I know it was low down in the
But
league.
I know it's definitely 1 million.
It took me a long time to scroll that.
Okay.
It's the numbers.
Yeah, well, I'm at what, ninth? It's somewhere between 9 and a million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, it felt like a way to shoehorn in the fact you were ninth. I don't know. I can't be sure.
I'm ninth. What, in our league? What, like, I'm in the top 10 of our league.
Well.
Tell me more. Okay, so Shabs, to be fair, got 44 points this week. Which is a low number, but he was the top of the low ranked people. But all these people are higher than him in the league. I just couldn't believe how low he is, considering there's somebody else above him in the league who got 15 points this week.
Wow, how do you do that?
I think by playing Company, Darmian, Applicator, Nasri, Schneiderlin,
Defoe up front,
Cisse.
Cisse captain.
Oh,
with 0 points.
It's brutal. There's some looking
captain.
Yeah.
It's someone that hasn't touched their team. I've got a mate who is 1 point off being bottom of our whole thing.
The lowest one I could find, where I thought the person genuinely was playing and had picked their team, or maybe, I'm not sure, because they got Benteke, where they've got, and it seems on paper, like not too bad a team for this week, if you didn't know the scores. Applicator, Font, Richards. Then Redmond, Depay, Touré, Payet.
Yeah.
Sacco, Martial, Benteke.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad a team.
That sounds like they're playing, but they just don't want to transfer out Benteke because they don't know how long he'll be out for.
Exactly, and they got 21 points.
Yeah, that's, no, you can tell this person important. Just doesn't play.
Yeah,
but I'm confident with teams like that. I'm confident I can be on the first page by Christmas. I'm pretty sure I can get up there. Don't
really?
Hold me
the
to that.
First, you think you can be a first pager?
Yeah, I mean, I wish we hadn't said that recording because obviously there's a record of this. But
yeah.
And the last time I made a bold claim on Twitter. I had to be called an FPL dickhead for like a week.
You did. We made the most of that.
We'll skirt over that quickly. But we'll be back in a bit with all your tweets in part two, with finally the voice of tweets like chocolate back, and a little betting tip for the international break, and also have a look at the sack race. And then in part three, obviously, Tom, Daddy's back for the quiz. It's 4-2 to me in the ongoing quiz, even though Tom's earned neither of those points. But all that is coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. I went with my own name first there. That wasn't through vanity. It was just
selfish. Alphabetical.
No, never mind. We don't know what it was. But part two, as we always like to start part two, with a bit of Gaffer Gambler stuff, where we feed my addiction and teach Tom and Ash how to gamble and hopefully give out some helpful tips at some point.
Yeah.
We talk all the time about the sack race and who went. And the last tip I made actually was that McLaren was excellent value. He was out at about 12-1 at one point. Obviously, that hasn't come in. And Abakar was the tip and the bet there. But since he's gone, all the odds have shrunk down because there's not many left. And McLaren now at 2.5 to be the next to get the sack. So really? It does look like the bookies are pretty sure. But 3.5, second favourite. Can you guess who that is?
Mourinho.
Mourinho. That's mad, isn't it? Yeah. Who would have thought Mourinho would be at 2.5 to get the 3.5 to get the sack?
Well, didn't the board come out yesterday or today saying that they fully back him? Blah blah blah.
He's dead.
But isn't that the kiss of death? Yeah.
On Football Manager, there's even a certain page, a news bit that has that, and it says you've been given the dreaded vote of confidence, and you just know you're fucked.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So that he's got 3.5, and then our old friend Shoddy Sherwood is at 6.0. And it's just nice for West Ham not to have someone on that list, isn't it, Ash?
Well, give it a couple of weeks. When we get knocked out of the Champions League, I'm sure it'll come around.
I would say, though, obviously it's international games coming up. So it's always a bit shit to watch.
Is it international games again? Fucking hell. Yeah. I knew it was a week off, and I suppose I didn't even think the fact that it obviously is international week. I suppose it could have been cup, couldn't it?
They could have just all gone to Spain, I think, on holiday.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, the way they do it now as well, they run it over like sequences of 3 days. So if it's a double game week, it lasts, like, as in a double header, nationals, it lasts 6 days of continuous football, which on the one hand you think sounds great, but it isn't because no one really likes it. No one cares.
It was an international break the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
I know. But it was the last international break that I actually won money, so that was quite handy. So I had a quick look at seeing what games stood out over the next few days. And I will tweet each day what international kind of treble or quad I'm putting on. But Northern Ireland play tomorrow night. If you're listening to this, it's Wednesday today. So Thursday, international game. They're at home to Greece. Now, Northern Ireland topped their group. They're on 18 points in this qualification group. Greece are on the bottom of that group with 3 points. So 3 points from 8 games versus 18 points from 8 games. And yet somehow Northern Ireland are 2.6 to win that game at home, even though they can clinch qualification.
Do they only need a draw to do it?
I don't know, actually. I can't remember if they need a draw, but it's irrelevant. Because what they need, because Greece have lost to this is a team who've lost to the Faroe Islands.
Twice.
They're the worst Greek side in history. Mm. And, you know, it was Ranieri who did the damage. And now they're just playing new players, trying to get used to the next. They've given up, obviously, for now. So 2.6. And so I've kind of surrounded that with Germany, Romania at home to Finland in that group. Finland are on 10 points, but they've all come against Greece and the Faroe Islands and Hungary. So Northern Ireland, Hungary, Germany, Romania, £10 returns 90. It's not a huge win, but I'm pretty confident. I'm quite excited about that one, Thomas and Ash.
Yeah.
I'm going to be putting some dollars on it.
I look forward to that today.
I'm going to be able to sleep tonight knowing that that's in the bag.
I over the weekend, actually, I took some of your previous Gaffer Gambler advice.
Oh, no, what was it?
Well, I fancied Southampton to beat Chelsea. So,
nice.
Yeah, so I bet £15 on that. But like you said, about putting things either side of it, so I added on Palace to win in play, so they were already 1-0 up. So the odds were short, so it's like 1.2 or something, but that was a little one. And I think probably Man City to win, something like the other side of it. So I surrounded it with two dead certs, and it boosted it to about 80 quid win.
Nice.
Yeah, whereas it would have been only, I don't know, like not, it would have been 45 otherwise, I think, something like
that. It would have been decent, but yeah, you feel like if you get the credit for calling, having a hunch, you want a bit more reward for it. So that's why I always think to surround it with some other good ones.
Yeah.
Which is what I did with Iceland last month, the Internationals, which won me that £1,400. Was off the back of that. But I like to drop that. That's my ninth in the table, that's my win.
What have I got then? What the bloody hell have I got if you got that?
A Comedy Nights finalist 2013, Tom.
Well, I've been many. Yeah, finalist in many. Well, I had my little Justin Lee Collins anecdote. Although, like you pointed out last week, it wasn't actually the best. It was one of the worst experiences of my life, but I just wanted to get out the little joke about his ex-wife at the end, so... Probably shouldn't have mentioned it. And the joke wasn't even that funny. I tried it on stage last night.
On the plus side,
did you?
We've got.
Yeah, I did actually. Yeah.
On the plus side, we could put it as the outtake of the next show.
What, my 20-minute interview with Justin Lee Collins yeah. at the end of my. Imagine yeah, that. My missus has got that. She recorded it for me.
How did you make Justin Lee Collins relevant on a gig in 2015? The man hasn't been on telly for about 4 years.
Yeah, that was the problem. That was the problem. A few people laughed. A few people got it. And one bloke at the front went, oh, no. So, I mean, I don't know if he knew him or just yeah. grimaced at the joke there. But
yeah, well, it's good. I'm sure it probably went down really well after the Tessa Sanderson and Duncan Goodhue material and some other really
yeah,
relevant.
And, yeah, and a little bit about Princess Diana as well. So.
all the good current stuff. Yeah, yeah. It's all right. But we, this week, because it was such a big game, obviously we got absolutely shit tons of tweets. I don't know if that's an official quantitative measure, but we have to pick out some of the ones. We try to pick out some ones that we haven't heard from before, as well as some old favourites, in a little Twitter section where we read your tweets called...
You tweet like chocolate, boy. You tweet like chocolate. I was going to keep going.
No, don't keep going. That is enough.
If you're going to do a jingle, fully commit to it. You bloody lot going, oh, I'm not doing it. Pop your trousers off and fucking sing. That's what my nan used to say. No.
I read a whole email in an Australian accent.
Yeah, that was good. I did enjoy that. I listened to that while I was cleaning my bathroom. After I got back from holiday.
So that you could jump in the bath and listen.
Absolutely. Get the bath clean.
It got some bloody good reviews as well.
It did, yeah. I heard that as well. That was interesting.
What happened to your bathroom whilst on holiday when needy reviews did?
I think I left it dirty. I think it was dirty and then just like a couple of weeks worth of
you mean you
flushed dust when build up and mildew. Stuff like that.
You can go first, mate, because you've got the most right to be Twitter angry, to be twangry.
Twangry. I'm extremely twangry. I tweeted, as I always do, I'm the first out of us three to tweet my team. Granted, Craig did tweet his team this week. I don't know if Ash has ever tweeted his team, but, you know, that doesn't matter. So I tweeted my team, and a guy, Nick Wood, at NicoWood06, he tweeted simply saying, Aguero, ? Captain, ? And that was it.
Sure, he wasn't saying, Aguero, captain, advice? Or was he taking the piss?
No. That was it. He said that. And then he said, and I think I said, something might come of it. And then he said, yeah, oh, I bet he, is he going to get a hat trick now, isn't he? Like that. So then the next day, by the time he'd scored a hat trick, I then copied his tweet, tweeted it out from the account, and I just said, Tom's saying nothing, ... hashtag daddy's back, which I really want to get that to be like my thing. Because that whole, what was my catchphrase?
Last year.
Now that was goal of the month. That never caught on. No one enjoyed that. I've got a mate called Paul. He said that made me feel sick. So,
for those of you who didn't listen last season, Tom wanted to get a catchphrase or something trending, and so he decided at the end of a sentence when you were least expecting it, just to go, "Now that was goal of the month."
Yeah, I really wanted it. It was what I wanted. So I copied the tweet where he said he's going to get a hat trick now, isn't he? And I just said, "Mind reader," really rubbing it in. And then he replied and said, "I'm just looking for the plastic bag and sellotape. Thanks, lads." So I don't know if he's tweeted us since then. So he may have actually asphyxiated himself
And paid 5p for the privilege.
Yeah, as well. Exactly. That's topical.
Topical.
Yeah. I should have said that instead of the fucking Justin Lee Collins thing, didn't I?
I like the fact we get tweets from listeners and fans, and we just abuse them when they're the off chance that we're right. But yeah, so some of the other tweets we had. The question about Liverpool players, whether they'll be on our radars now, was from Gabriel James Erran, who's been listening for quite a while, so just to credit him for that one. He also tweeted, Ash, this is for you, really. Oi, Ash, you dick. No, he didn't write that at all. He wrote also, I'd like to point out that the all-out attack chip, unlike the others, is not as useful in a double game week as defenders do well and are less prone to rotation. Is that a fair point?
Yeah,
I saw that and I didn't understand what was
happening. Oh, well, I thought so, but then read it again.
So he's saying the all-out attack chip isn't as useful in a double game week because defenders are less prone to rotation and do well. But why are defenders... I'd argue differently, because if a defender keeps one clean sheet and not the other, you don't get clean sheet. You don't... Well, you do, but...
Yeah, like, he has got a point in a way, in that strikers are pretty prone to getting 2 points, so there's not that many double game weeks, and there's 3 chips or whatever to use. So using that wouldn't necessarily be the, like, you wouldn't necessarily use it in a double game week, because you'd be equally well picking off, if you've got 4 defenders that were going to keep like 8 clean sheets between them, that is a lot of points.
Yeah, but I guess. And yeah. how often do 3 or more defenders get clean sheets in 1 week? I don't know. Yeah. I see what he means, though. It is less useful in the.
I don't know if all you're getting really is 1 extra midfield player.
I think out of the 3, it's the least useful, because
it is, isn't it?
The bench one, like if you've got enough players to fit a whole bench full of double game week players, that's good. And the triple captain, obviously, on a double game week could be ridiculous.
I think Tom's waiting till he can get Jane Torvill on his bench to use the double game week one for that. To see if
Well, do you know what it was? I nearly used it last week. What I was going to do if Yaya Toure was fit, I was going to use it, because I didn't want to take an extra points hit, and I didn't have enough defenders that were going to play, because Gomez of Liverpool stopped playing, Target stopped playing. So rather than swap one of them, I thought I'll only field the 2 defenders that I do have. And do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
so then I wouldn't have taken a points hit, but Yaya was injured anyway. But that was the thought process behind what I said. Do you know what I mean? If you haven't got defenders that are going to play and you've got midfielders, stick them all out, see what happens.
Good thinking, Holmes A.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
We also had a tweet from Nino at NiniG7 who said, new feature, predict your points before the game week. Closest prediction wins a Toblerone. Hashtag little victories. Well, I quite like predicting your total points. So it would be quite nice when people hashtag their balls and they tweet in their team to predict the amount of points they're going to get.
Hashtag your balls, then hashtag your score.
Yeah,
I quite like that. We'll do that as well. We do ours. We'll predict how many points we're going to get, and we do our hashtag balls. We had a tweet from Scottish Comedy FC, which is a very successful podcast and blog from about Scottish football for our North of Border friends, from Scottish comedians on the comedy circuit writing about football. And they said, go and vote for the gaffer tapes, since they're not in the category that we were going for. So we might as well mention it bloody now that we only got blimmin'
nothing. Go on, let's mention it then. Go on, off you go.
So the gaffer tapes, very much thanks to all of you listeners and your persistent voting that we made you do, basically. Got voted in the Football Blogging Awards as the best UK football podcast. Not just best FPL podcast, but best actual football podcast. So thank you, firstly. That's awesome. Secondly, go and vote. So we'd like to try and win it. We're very aware we probably won't win it. But
just to be nominated is good. Oh, it's a cliche, isn't it? But just to be nominated is lovely.
Yeah, so that'd be great.
You got a massive hesitation there. You went, that's not good enough.
Yeah, fuck off.
No.
Yeah. No, he's right. But you can either tweet, vote by tweeting, just I'm voting in the @theFBAs for @thegaffertapes as best hashtag podcast. But if you don't use Twitter, which I know a lot of you don't, and don't really use Twitter to get in touch with us, you can just go on the footballbloggingawards.co.uk and it's all there. So it's just footballbloggingawards.co.uk, and we promise we won't mention it too much. We also had a tweet. There was a lot of tweets about people getting on Aguero, not getting Aguero. Dane Aldridge at The Real Cranky. I don't know if it's Jimmy or
Crankers.
Not.
Crankers!
For the love of all that is holy, how/why did I drop Aguero on Friday?
Them tweets, didn't we? Yeah.
Hashtag just give up. I think it's a bit early for that. We also had a tweet from Geordie Wilson.
G-Dub.
Oh, nice.
Last year's runner-up, Wilson! He said, finally got my first game week score over 50 this season, 112. Crazy game. He's almost a 1-click. So Geordie Wilson's coming back.
Wow,
last
he's
week.
Coming back, because I'll tell you what, for a few weeks I was frantically looking for him and Danny McGeeken and all these players that did really well last season. And I couldn't find him. So the fact that he's up sort of creeping up, the cream is slowly rising to the top.
Yeah, he's 112 years and counting.
Yeah.
And we had a tweet from, my name is Dan Coetzee, yeah. My name is Dan, he's called, obviously. Nice to get mentioned on the Gaffer Tapes, Fantasy Football Podcast, and then I put our link, very nicely. 33 points for Mane, not too bad, give it a listen. Thanks very much, Dan, just plugging us. But that was a bit of a Mane one, a tip to our Southampton points that we thought they might get.
He tweeted us the previous week saying he was going to triple captain him, didn't he, for the game against Chelsea.
Exactly, yeah. So he's used it, and we said that's a bit crazy, but it has turned out all right. But I'd still argue maybe not. And then Justin R. Bannon, he tweeted saying, the gaffer takes is both gaining credibility and losing humour as Gremzilla demonstrates ability. Hope he gives it to the other two.
What?
Hostile.
He's a bit, isn't he?
he's basically saying, I hope Ash is good at this game. Hope he helps out Tom and Craig, but, you know.
Oh, I see. Right. I misunderstood.
Well, be assured they're beyond help.
Yeah, well, I think I am, potentially. But...
JRB defending are in the top 10, Ash. I want you to take those son of a bitch down.
Yeah.
Gaining credibility, losing humor. Who is JRB? Yeah. What was the name of the wrestler, Tom? Bradshaw. Is that his initials?
JBL.
Oh.
Very weak wrestling-related observation, Craig. Do better next time.
To be fair, what's this guy's name?
Justin R. Bannon.
Yeah, genius. Good insight, fella.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Now I think about it, yeah.
No, it's good. It's good. A little bit of healthy, you know. I tried last, at the very start of last season, I tried to get some kind of, who was it? Was it Ryan?
Hyrens.
To get a little bit of rivalry going with him because at one point we were quite close in the league and then I think he left me behind, dropped me like a hot sack of shit. it's good a little bit.
Bannon Ball. I gave him the nickname Bannon Ball and he uses that against us.
Yeah.
We had a tweet from our blog friends, Fantasy Yerma, the Northern Irish accent. You have to do it in. The podcast and the gaff tape should be good if Gremzilla can stay in second place. No pressure, Craig and Tom.
Yeah, I saw that, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And then I realised you were actually second in the league by Saturday night. Fantastic.
We had Anton Senthil Nathan. Try and nickname that, you bastard. Senthil Nathan. Got one?
Not yet.
Lentil something. I don't know.
Lentil menstruation. Oh, sounds messy. Something like that, or
Jesus Christ.
We'll work on it, Anton.
Quitting comedy, you say?
he said, to think this morning, until this morning, I had Pyatt as my captain. Thank God I changed my mind and gave Aguero one last chance. And then there was Summer Tom's Abim Sedain said, sticking with Aguero one more game week. Hashtag balls. That was some good balls right there.
That's good, yeah. Lovely balls.
And then someone saying, FPL beast. I'm hoping he means beast like in a good way rather than a, you know, always a beast kind of way. Nothing CD. Said, I noticed, Ash, you're on page one. You're a dark horse. Your top 100 finish. Yeah, I suppose we haven't mentioned it as much this season for new listeners. But Ash obviously is an ex-top 100 in the whole world player.
Well, no, what was it?
83rd finish.
83rd in the entire game.
Out of the 3.5-4 million that play. Yeah. So, because we don't say it, I guess new listeners don't know that. So they're probably thinking, oh, this Ash is all right, isn't he?
Young Cockney gays, aren't they? A lot of young Cockney gays listen to this.
You don't know who I've been flying.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Oh, he's all right, isn't he? He's not bad. Heard a lot about him. Oh, I'm popping up a chimney now. I'll go up your bloody chimney if you ain't careful, bastard. Something like that.
That's just Andy Millman. Or
it turned that way, didn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, so loads of tweets together. That was a bit longer than usual. But as always, tweets, but please do tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes and please do vote for us at the FBA footballblogawards.co.uk or email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Otherwise, we'll just have to keep registering new email addresses just to vote for ourselves. And that's very vain and we don't want to have to do that. Mm. So if you could do that, that'd be great. In part three, we are going to do the quiz. Tom and I are getting back to do the quiz once more and have a quick look forward to Game Week 9. But obviously, we've got the international break in between. But for now, that's all time for part two and we'll see you in part three. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, Part 3, with Craig, Ash and Tom. I didn't mean to. Bearing in mind we have a international weekend coming up, so lots of international games and no Premier League stuff to talk about, we're going to go straight into the quiz between Tom and I, which off-air, Ash just said, is possibly the craziest, most difficult quiz ever made, not just on the Gaffer Tapes.
Not just here, yeah. Just ever.
In general.
I
watch Only Connect with Victoria Corran, so this should be
What's
this
that?
Is going to be
What's
hard.
Only Connect.
It's David Mitchell's wife.
No, I know who she is. Yeah, what's the quiz?
It's a show about connections, like about like sequences and links, and it's pretty smart. If you get one answer, you're like, yes.
Oh, really? I think you'll be in the same in this quiz.
Bodes well. Bodes well for me.
Name?
What, sir?
Has it got a ridiculous name?
Yeah, emotional battery.
Emotional battery.
Right. It succinctly as you can for the listeners. Can you give us a synopsis of emotional battery in about one or two lines?
Yeah.
I can't even stop laughing. I texted a few friends of the show and asked them for some news stories from the previous 2 weeks. They had to describe the news story,
okay,
but I stipulated they could only do it in emoticons or emojis.
Right, I've never used an emoji in my entire life.
I was going to say, that's like a little
like a smiley face, yeah, or whatever. Yeah. But some of them now are little pictures, like maybe a little gun, something like that, okay?
I've seen the one of a poo.
Yeah, exactly, the smiley face.
Not the character of the Simpsons, I mean an actual poo.
An actual poo.
And
healthy.
Instead of showing you these, I'm now going to read them out, like smiley face, winky face, football, flag, and you have to tell me what news story that would be.
Oh, so that was...
So to give you an example...
Happy...
give us an example.
Okay.
Scored a goal and...
An example would be Australia flag, angry face, gun, knife, which would be the listener's reaction to Craig's Australian accent.
Okay.
This is a hell of an Australian accent, mate.
Okay. So here we go. There's only a few of them.
Right.
Holy shit.
Okay. Right, we're all prepared. So it's 4-2.
So it's 4-2 in the season. I've made a sterling comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah, through an avatar, effectively.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I'm just going to write England winning the World Cup in 1966 seven times and hope that it's right, one of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one, I think, is one of the easiest ones.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. He says.
Irish flag, crying face. English flag, smiley face.
Right. What?
It's, remember, these are over the past 2 weeks. I think if we'd done this last week, you would have got this straight away. There's a little clue.
Right. Okay.
I was on holiday, when I?
No, you were back.
I literally... right. It was Irish face.
Irish face? An Irish face?
it was leprechaun tears.
Pot of gold.
So it's Ireland flag, sad face. England flag, smiley face.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
Okay. I literally can't think of anything. I might be being stupid. Is this how it felt when we did YouTube Pundit last season?
Yeah, it's exactly right. Yeah. It's impossible. YouTube Pundit was fucking impossible. And now there'll be loads of people at home who are going, oh, well, it's obviously Irish flag smiley face.
Right. Okay. Okay. I've got an answer.
Okay, I've got an answer, but it's extremely broad. Go on, Craig. What's yours?
I put, and I know it's wrong, and he's Northern Irish, but I put Brendan Rodgers getting sacked.
Oh, Tom?
Oh, well, I was assuming it was about...
Oh. What is it?
I put Ireland lose, England win. Is that too broad? Is that a little bit broad?
You see?
That is.
Was it not international break at any point when I was away?
No, that was very bad. That was Jack Grealish announced that he was going to play for England.
Of course it was.
That's good, that.
I thought it was Wales. No, it wasn't Wales yet to choose from.
Okay, so there'll be people screaming at the phone.
Okay.
There. Okay, sorry. Do you know what? I was just thinking international break. Yeah. Right, I'm in it now.
Okay.
I'm going
to
win.
There's a lot of splashing in bards going on right now as we listen to this. Yeah. Right.
Okay, this one is the hardest one.
Brilliant.
I'll tell you that now, right? And this was such a small story.
We go to question three.
Yeah.
Right.
You would have got this if we'd done it last week, maybe. I don't know now. Okay.
Oh, done, mate.
It is pair of hands...
Yeah.
A cat, like, screaming.
Right.
Right. A clock at 9:10.
Yeah.
An angry face.
Oh, fucking hell.
A whole shitload of money. A laughing face. Angry face taxi.
Oh, my God.
Right, I'll give you a brief synopsis. Like, hands.
Yeah.
Clock. Angry face. Lots of money. Laughter. Angry face. Taxi.
Okie dokie.
So difficult.
Yeah. How'd you get on with that one, mate?
Are you asking me, Craig?
Yeah. Well, Ash knows the answer.
Right. That's absolutely. I haven't written a sausage. I'm not going to lie to you. I get the general sentiment of it. I think.
you can probably just guess.
Okay. Set batter.
Oh, go on then.
No. What's your guess?
Me.
Yeah.
I've just gone with David De Gea signing a contract because I literally had no idea.
Okay, this was, to be fair, this was quite a small story. and it was last week. A goalkeeper, I'm sure it's a Liverpool trainee goalkeeper, is on loan at Swindon, and he turned up 5 minutes late for training, so they fined him £50. He turned up the next day and paid it all in pennies, thought it was really funny, and they were so pissed off they put him in a taxi and sent him home to Liverpool.
Really? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Did he take his cat with him?
Yeah. Well, I think that was just the best emoji the person could find for it.
How are we supposed to know the movements of Liverpool's youth goalkeepers?
Well, I just heard money, and then I was like, someone getting angry, set bladder, money. I thought taxi, someone left.
I guess it was a goalkeeper from the hands, but right, yeah. Naught for two. Okay, I just need. Okay. I think I just need one. Do you know what? Yeah. I think I just need one.
Well, yeah. So do I, mate.
Okay, so sack of money, one football. The smiling poop, four footballs.
Okay. Okay, I've got it. I've got it.
Oh! I think you'll get this one.
I've got it. I've bloody got it, mate.
Is it?
I've only gone and got it, mate.
Oh, fuck. So, was it... Oh, it's Chelsea lost, wasn't it? Someone beat Chelsea, wasn't it? Fuck, what happened? Was it someone beat Chelsea 4-1?
Right, you write down an answer. You tell Ash the answer and he tells you if you've got it or not. None of this, is it this, looking for facial reaction.
Chelsea losing 4-1.
Craig?
It is. The poop represents Spurs, and when they beat Man City 4-1...
Oh, City! Fuck.
Yes!
Yes!
Craig.
I'm pretty confident that's the only point I need to win this, so...
I was trying to think
I'm going to participate.
Not this week, last week.
I'm home and hosed.
That's a bloody... That's right. Like nearly 3 weeks ago. That's mental.
No, it wasn't.
How am I supposed to remember that?
Okay.
You can't remember that. You've got problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another one. Right, guy surfing at the beach.
Oh, fucking hell.
Tennis ball. I see where they've gone with this one. Loads of footballs. Smiley face, love heart. That's all good. Tennis ball. Explosion. Ambulance. Guy surfing at the beach crying.
I mean, that's outrageous.
Should I give you a clue? This is last weekend as well.
Well, the one just gone.
Yeah, it was last week. This is last week's story. Big FPL news.
Not the game week just gone now.
No.
The one before that.
I think it was... During last week.
You keep saying last week, but do you mean the week that...
I don't know when specifically. It wasn't this weekend, but that way.
Oh, it wasn't?
Right.
No. Okay.
Oh, I have no idea.
Think what the tennis ball could represent.
I know. That's what... Oh, my God.
Ambulance.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Oh, no way. Have you got it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Do you know what? I've got it. I've actually got it. Come on, Craig. Let's have your answer, mate.
So all I got was the ambulance and... I've gone for Mark Vivian Foley's last game for West Ham. So that's what I've gone for. No, I have no idea. I have literally no idea.
It's Wilson getting injured, isn't it?
It is.
The tennis ball, Wilson.
What the fuck's... Wilson tennis ball.
Wilson tennis ball. I just
that's
got it.
Ridiculous.
I thought ambulance. Oh, I'm so happy. And in his spare time, he likes to ride a surfboard.
That's I assume that's Bournemouth, isn't it?
Bournemouth near the beach. I don't know. I didn't get that bit. Oh,
right,
yeah. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, annoying. Tom got it through not even knowing what they meant.
He's so angry. I don't think you see Craig. He's genuinely seething. Right.
Okay. I can see these are a bit difficult, so I'll give you the area these done. These next three are Champions League related. So make it a bit easier. Okay. So Portugal flag, Russian flag, Belgian flag, like sad face, Portugal flag, a big sailboat, and a smiley face with some glasses on.
Oh, my God. What was the second Portugal flag? Was by a sailboat?
No, like a great big massive like tanker thing, like a big boat.
This is just ridiculous. I'd need like hours to work these out. It's so hard when you can't see them.
Yeah, well, no.
I don't know about you, really, but I'm like drawing them as he says them.
That I would pay to see.
Yeah, I'll tweet a picture of it after. I'll tweet a picture.
Portugal flag, Russian flag, Belgian flag.
Yep.
Sad face. Portugal flag. Tanker boat.
Happy face with sunglasses on.
I should get points for remembering all that.
Yeah.
In fairness. Oh, mate, I have no idea. No idea.
I'm going to say something to do with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, yeah, that's all I had written
potentially
down.
Half a point.
No, unfortunately not.
Stop haggling for points. I'll say Ronaldo breaking a record.
No, I think you forgot about a famous Portuguese manager who... And a team of Russian Belgian players that lost to Porto.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay. Well, this one, this is a bit easier, I think.
Is this the penultimate question?
No.
Yeah.
There's a couple more.
Yeah.
No. Right. This is really easy, this one.
It's not.
It's definitely
not.
Easy.
It's definitely not.
Right. It's a picture of a bench, a Polish flag, explosion, ambulance, egg timer, 5 footballs, egg timer, loads of clapping.
Is this still about Champions League?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've got it.
This is really easy.
Fuck. All right.
I've got it. Do you hear that, Tom?
So, bench, Polish flag.
To be fair, bench, Polish flag, and 5 footballers, you should get it.
And the egg timers. Don't forget the egg timers.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget the other ones. Don't forget the surfboard Nazi.
Oh, did you say this was about Champions League?
I think so, yeah.
Stop asking for clues. It's a grown-ups game.
Who's fucking Polish?
Oh, if you don't know.
Literally millions of people.
Yeah.
Right, have you got it?
Wojtek.
Brilliant.
Wojtek. That's a Polish name, isn't it?
It's Lewandowski's goal score. He gets 5 goals off the bench at record time.
Yeah.
Yes!
Not interested.
Okay, we've got 2 more then. I'll miss one of them out.
2 more.
Okay.
2 more.
Damn right.
These are a bit shorter.
Do I get half a point for Wojtek?
No, you don't get shit. You all right? 2-1 to me.
Right, try this. These are from this week. Okay.
Right.
American flag, fire, sad face.
Right. American flag, fire, sad face. Why don't I know what that is?
I quite like what they've done here, to be fair, because this isn't... They've made this...
I think I've got it.
Oh, shit, the bed.
I think I've got it. That wasn't an emoji, but I'd like to see that one if you could draw it. What have you got, Tom?
I've got fuck all, mate. Go on.
I think that is the Liverpool owners sacking Brendan Rodgers.
You got it.
Yeah! Who's the daddy now, Thomas?
Well done. That's it. Well done. There we go. Well played.
Fire, yeah, they Americans fire. Yeah.
It's tough. My heart rates up.
It's there. Well, do you know what? I don't care to say. You got quite spiteful during that, Craig. Your face changed.
Yeah. I didn't get spiteful.
It made me worry about our friendship.
He sort of, because considering we had to play fucking 38 weeks. We had to play 38 weeks of fucking YouTube Pundit. And then he was looking at us then, his tone of voice, as if it's our fault. The questions were so difficult.
Spite.
YouTube Pundit was considerably better, easier than that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Let's put it to a vote. Yeah. Hashtag YouTube or hashtag emoji for which was better. Please tweet us.
I want to know how many people got out of 7 genuinely without leaving the bath. That's what I want to know. Without the use of technology. Again, another solid quiz by Ash.
Solid quiz. And tweet us if you think I should have got half a point for the answer, Wojtek.
No one cares about it.
For Wojtek.
Wojtek.
It's
a Polish name.
All your previous points.
It's a Polish name.
That's what an 80s film would call an internet, a tech company.
Wojtek.
Got to break into Wojtek. That's what it sounds like. Well, yeah. It sounds like Skynet.
But it's 5-2. Not bad.
No.
No, you didn't get either of your fucking points. Don't be saying it's 5-2, not bad.
That's that is the score, so I'm just stating the obvious, Craig. Or should I call you Mr. Spite?
Yeah.
As soon as there's a bit of bloody pressure on him.
Yeah, I think we should start deducting Craig points.
I've never been intimidated by Craig until then.
I'm a winner, Tom. I'm a winner.
What do you think if we had to... What type of questions could we ask do you think that would give you home field advantage over Craig?
Nothing. About wrestling.
It'd have to be sort of vaguely football-related.
WWF Attitude Era and the evidence behind the fact that there are big cats roaming the British countryside.
I knew it was going to come back to big cats. Yeah. For those of you who don't follow Tom on Twitter, every now and then he'll have a drink and he'll just suddenly tweet who wants to talk about the existence of big cats in Dartmoor or Exmoor.
Yeah.
And you're there for hours.
I did get a couple of replies once. Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. But yeah. So 5-2. Well done, Craig. Well done, Ash.
But yeah, so that is a quiz. Obviously, we've got the international break, so we won't be reviewing that game week because no one even barely watches it, let alone does podcasts about it.
Mm.
Certainly not award-nominated podcasts.
Absolutely.
Is what we are. So please do go and vote for us on footballbloggingawards.co.uk or just tweet the FBAs that you're voting for the Gaffer Tapes in the best podcast category. And that'd be amazing. Check our Twitter because we'll be plugging the shit out of it, no doubt, over the next few weeks. So follow us on Twitter at TheGafferTapes. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. You can read our blogs on thegaffertapes.com as well. Tom did a rather good one about why he's fallen out of love with football.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, check that out. I wrote that one afternoon. I should have been doing some work at work. Just wrote that.
Are you going to do another one this week about how you're now falling in love with emoticons?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's it, talking about emojis. And if you want to write a blog for us, just completely in emojis, all your own words, and tell us them at info@thegaffertapes, and we promise we'll put them on, unless they're shit, in which case we'll leave them off. But other than that, we'll probably put the blog on.
Craig, just to interrupt, and if you do want to talk to me about WWF wrestling, specifically the Attitude Era, or the fact that there are definitely British big cats roaming the countryside, then please tweet me directly at @the_Tom_Holmes. I'd be absolutely stoked to talk to you about that.
Or you can obviously follow Ash @Gremzilla for actual fancy football.
What do you want to talk about? All goblins? He loves goblins.
If you want to follow somebody who's a previous top 100 player and get a real insight into FPL, or get abuse about how shit you are at FIFA or Call of Duty, then follow me.
And just don't follow me, but follow at the Gaffer Tapes. And you'll be fine. But that's all we've got time for now. But we will be on Twitter through that international weekend and obviously back for game week 9. But that's all we've got time for now. So thank you and goodbye. Might be my favourite snack.
They're definitely one of my favourite snacks, yeah. I love an olive. And they're quite good for you as well.
I know! Like, what's the catch?
I don't know.
God?
Yeah. No, I love an olive. Yeah. Salty. Yeah, it's because I like salty things.
This podcast has become way too middle class.
It really has, hasn't it?